Okay, Rabosai, Freilich Hanukkah, Lichtig and Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. Hope all is well. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Lamed Tes. And we're here at the Mishnah, three lines down on Lamed Tes, Amud Aleph. And as usual, our learning should be b'zchus all of Am Yisrael, the soldiers and those who have been injured and those who need to stop the Shemaya. Our learning should be b'zchus gold. Gula Shleima B'mehri B'meinu. Amen. So we have a new Mishnah here, and this is going to be the majority of the topic for today. Shor shel pikeach shnagach shor shel cheresha devekatan. We're talking about the ox that is owned by a cheresha devekatan, a cheresha deaf mute, a shota, someone who's crazy, and a katan, obviously someone who's not chayv mitzvahs, doesn't have halachic das. So if a shor shel pikeach, if a regular person's shor gores their shor, he's going to be chayv. But shel cheresha devekatan, shnagach shor shel pikeach, but the opposite, if one of these three owns an ox and it gores someone else, right, a normal owner's ox, so then in that case they're going to be potter. Machlokus and the Rishonim, why that should be. One opinion, as far as I'm mistaken, is that it says basically since they can't be obligated in terms of their own damages, since they're potter, if they themselves would damage, so too their property as well. I think another opinion is that based on the pasuk of Reyehu, which we've been using before, to tell us that a goy and what's called and what was it before, and Hektish, right, are exempt for this whole Shor Shnagach thing, that the property damaging. So too that would exclude, right, a Cheresha Devekatan. Okay, but either way, they're not going to have to pay if their ox gores someone else's ox. Shor Shel Cheresha, back in the Mishnah, Shor Shel Cheresha Devekatan Shnagach, and if a shor of one of these people, right, gores, Beis Din Mamidin Lehem Apotropos, Beis Din sets up some sort of what's it called? Someone who watches over them, and what's the word? The word is a like an arbiter or something, like a stand-in. We can use the word apotropos, but you know what I'm saying. Like a representative is probably the best way to say it. A representative for these three people. And the testimony comes before the representative. And that's how they can become chayiv to pay these types of things. Obviously, the Gemara is immediately going to ask, wait a minute, didn't you just tell me that all these people are potter, cheresha devekatan are potter if their ox gores somebody? Now you're telling me that we set up a representative, an apotropos, and that he takes the testimony, and he has to arrange, the chora, that what that implies is that he has to arrange the payment. So what's going on over there? Well, the Gemara will deal with that in a second. If all three of those people got fixed, right, either they got healthy or they became a gadol, so Chazal Tamuso de Rabbi Meir says that the shore now reverts to its original tam status. It loses the status of being a muad, right? It gets a redo, right? You hit the restart button on the shore. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, what does that have to do with anything, says Rabbi Yossi, right? No, the shore remains a muad, right? Just because their owner went from 12 to 13 doesn't mean that this shore is now automatically going to stop goring. Shore Haid Stadin, right? A shore in Stadion is a stadium. So a shore that is used in a stadium, right? A bullfighting shore that has been taught to gore. So Eino Chayiv Misa. It's not going to be Chayiv Misa. The halacha is, right, if a shore gores somebody and kills them, chayiv misa, sure, we put the shore to death, right, vegan ba'alav yimas, and also the owner has to pay kofar, but the shore that is taught to gore, right, is not put to death. Shemar's pasuk says, ki'igach, v'lo shi'yagichuhu, right, he says, ki'igach, if it gores, and not that if you teach it to gore, right, that's not going to be included in that dance. So the Gemara immediately jumps in and says, hagufa kasha, one second, the Mishnah is contradictory in and of itself. Amarta, you said, shor shel cheresha devekatan shnagach, shor shel pikeach, potter. Right, first of all, you told me that a shor shel cheresha devekatan, if it gores, it's potter. Alma ain made din apotropos latam legvos miguvo. Apparently, what do you see? We don't set up an apotropos, a representative, right, to for a short tam, right, to collect from the body of the shor and organize that whole situation. Ema seifa, but the second part of the Mishnah says shor shel cheresha devekatan shnagach beizim amidilam apotropos meidilam befneva apotropos. Right, the second part of the Mishnah said we do set up a representative. Alma, apparently, what do we see? That meidim amidilam apotropos latam legavos miguvo. That we do set up, right, our representative for a short time, right? For really for the cheresh devekatan, to be able to collect from a short time that gourd. So what's the deal? So Rava says, this is what it means. The im huchseku nigachnin, if the shore has become a muchzak to gore, Right, so then Mamidin Lam Apatrabas Mamidin Lefne Apatrabas Meshavin Lahu Muad. Then we set up a representative and we testify before the representative and we make the shore a Muad, meaning that we skip the entire Tam process. That yes, while the shore is a short Tam, we do not set up an Apatrabas, we do not set up a representative. But once it becomes a Muad, so then we do set up an Apatrabas and then right, we set up Meshavin the Muad, we make the shore into a shore Muad. Right, then obviously, if it gores one more time, so then right, they would have to pay. We'll see exactly who would have to pay. Sorry, that's the Gemara actually says. Because if it gores again, so then l'shalim me'aliyah, then you would pay, right? Obviously, me'aliyah, that's from the best type of property. That's right, halacha by a shore mu'ad. So the Gemara says, me'aliyah's man, who are we paying? Right, who is paying? Right, once you set up a representative for a cheshet of a katan, right, and then the shore gores again, so now he has to pay nazik shalim, right, min aliyah. Who is paying for this damage? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar me'aliyas yisomim. Rabbi Meir says you take the money from the yisomim, meaning i.e. from the cheshet of a katan, right? Let's say or the yisomim in this case, or the orphans in this case, from the owner of the shore, really. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, I mean, even though there is an apotropos, even though there's a representative, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Me'aliyas apotropos. No, the apotropos pays, which is, well, obviously I have to explain that in a second. Right? Why would the apotropos pay? Just because he's like the representative in court, right? You give him a chayav the lawyer, right? That doesn't make sense. Right, we'll do that, we'll explain that in a second. But let's just get to a stira in Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and then we'll get to the understanding of the machlokas. Mi'olam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that you're going to pay from the aliyah of the Somim, that the Yisomim, that the orphans, or the Cheshet of the Katan, whatever, the owner of the ox is really going to pay for this damage. If Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ravasi, Rabbi Yehuda said, Amar Ravasi, Enis Kaken L'Nechsei Yisomim, Elam Kein Ribis Ocheles Bahem, that we don't touch the property or the inheritance of Yisomim, of orphans, right, that are Ketanim, right, that Lechora can't take care of their own estate, unless there's some sort of Ribis, there's something, some sort of payment, right, that will, if we don't pay this off right now, there'll be more interest that will be digging in, right, to their property. Meaning these kids are ketanim, they can't deal with, you know, this stuff. They have this recurring interest loan, right, that the father took out, and it's eating into their property, their possessions. So in that case, Beis Din gets involved, because otherwise they're going to start, you know, they're going to lose everything. So they just pay off the loan and you know, to forget the ribbis, and to get out of the ribbis. Rabbi Yochanan says, there are a couple other examples where Beis Din will do that, right? Ola shtar sheyesh bo ribbis, if there's similarly, in the case where if there's a shtar that has ribbis, there's some sort of contract that has ribbis attached to it, or the ksuba's isha, or there's some sort of ksuba, right, that their father has to pay, mishum mizone, because as long as the ksuba is not paid, right, there's mizonos, there's if you remember from ksubas, right, there's payments, right, to take care of the woman, to make sure she has food, right, there's continual payments for that. So they might as well, Beis Din, might as well get involved and, right, and pay the ksuba, so they don't have this mizonos obligation digging into the funds of the estate. But lechora, right, what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan agrees to the idea that they're only going to take the yisomim's money in certain scenarios where it's digging in, right, to their possessions. But why in the world would Rabbi Yochanan say, right, all other cases where it's not like a, you know, something that's going to perpetually dig into their money, right, you're not going to end up paying. The yisomim are not going to have to pay. So why in the world would Rabbi Yochanan therefore make them pay in this case, where they had a shor muad, right, that they had an apotropos, and then all of a sudden a shor muad gores, you're going to be chayav the chayashat of a katan, right, and yisomim, like, why would that be? So Gemara says, right, first glance, right, epoch, sure, okay, must be, they have to reverse the shitas. Rabbi Yochanan amar me'aliyas apotropos, and Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina amar me'aliyas yisomim, right, so switch the shitas, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that the apotropos pays. Amar Rava says, mekshim the kashu, the Rabbi Yochanan, mishavis lay Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina toa. One second, why would you make Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chanina, right, make that mistake? Meaning, why Pasha says that's not correct, and why would we switch the shittas around so that Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chanina is the one who's wrong? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Dainahu, right? He was a Dayan, v'nachis la'umka d'dina, and he gets to the bottom of the halah, the depths of the halacha, right? He knows what he's talking about. So Allah, really rather lo tepach, really says, Rabbi, you shouldn't switch it around. Umazik shiny, and a damager, right? A damager is different. It's more machmir. In Echonami, usually Rabbi Yochanan will say, right, that you don't pay from the property, from the nichse yisomim. But once, because it's damaging, right, the chora, since they have property that's going around and damaging, right, if they were potter, so people wouldn't take care of it, right? That's already, a hazard to society. So because of damages, we want to make sure that they're going to have to pay for it, so, right, so it's not just hefker, just running around, And Lechoyer were going to make them pay in that case. So that's different. Really, Rabbi Yochanan in general would say we wouldn't go to the property of Nisom. Okay, let's get to the Machlokas. What's the Machlokas? Why would you pay? Why would you make the Apotropos pay as opposed to the Yisomim who own the shore? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Me'alias Yisomim. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's the Yisomim who have to pay for the damage of this shore. The Amar Me'alias Apotropos. Because if you can be Mechayev the Apotropos, the representative, so who's going to agree to be the representative in Beis Din if they know that they're obligated, right, for these people's property, right? Maybe they have a large estate. He can't watch all the shore and all the shvarim, all the oxen and all the stuff that he has. So right, if you're the representative, is the one who's going to have to pay, right? So it does make sense. Right? No one's going to agree to do that. Rabbi Yossi Barchanina Amar Me'aleh Sabachavas, that the Sabachavas does have to pay. What does that mean? No, not that he has to pay out of pocket. Right, the chosen of Nifraim in Yisomim, lechi godly. Right, the apotropos goes and gets his money back. Right, when the Yisomim grow up, right, when they become gedolim, right, then the apotropos says, "Oh, by the way, I footed the bill right 5 years ago. Now you have to pay me right for the goring right of that ox." Okay. Fine. Now, we had said that, right, the Mishnah, we had said that we explained the Mishnah, that according to the Mishnah, that we set up an apotropos, a representative, in the case where the shore became a muad, and that, but when it's still a tam, right, we don't set up an apotropos for the Yisomim of the Chayr Shot of Akatan. So the Mishnah, the Gemara now says that that's actually Tanaihi, that opinion, right, is that is actually a Machlokas Tanaihi. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Shor Shenish Charshu Bailav, Shenishtachu Bailav, Sheholchu Bailav in the Din Sayam. A shore, an ox, that its owners have checked out, right, either they went on vacation, right, or they became crazy, or they became sick, right, so what do you do with that shore? So Yehuda ben Nakusa Amar Sumchus, Yehuda ben Nakusa says the name of Sumchus, Harihu Betamuso, right, it is perpetually a short time. Ad shei yiduhu bo b'fnei bailim, until you testify in front of the bailim. Right? You have to testify that this shore gored. Right? You have to ramp up the shmirah or whatever. Right? Until you can do that, if the bailim are not here, they're checked out. Right? The shore will inevitably will always be a short time. The chacham say no. Mamidim lam apotropin. You set up an apotropos. Right? Mamidim lam b'fnei apotropin. And right, they take the place of the owners, and then the testimony goes in place of the owners, and right, and then you proceed. Right, as necessary. Let's say the owners got better, or they came back, or they got older, or whatever. So now what do? Yehuda ben Nakusa Omar Simchus. So it says Chazer l'Tamuso. Right, the shore goes back to being a short time. It gets a reset. Right, you hit the reset button. Ad sheyidu bo b'fnei bailim, until you testify right in front of the actual owners. Right, that it gored again. Now obviously we're gonna have to deal with the fact that Simchus just said a second ago that it stays a short time. It's always perpetually a short time. And now Simchus is saying it goes back to being a short time, implying right obviously that there was some sort of muad situation, even though that seems to be not what he said a second ago. Okay, well, Gemara will deal with that in a second. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, "Arei ubechaz kaso." Right? No, the shore does not get a reset button, no matter when. Just because the bailim came back from their vacation in Tahiti, right, doesn't mean that the shore is now magically back to being a short time or short muad, etc. So Gemara says, "Amru," or really should be "Amri." If you look at the Mishras Hashas, Harehu b'tamuso dekamer sumchus. Right. So again, the Gemara just asks, as we said, pointed out, it seems to be a stira in Sumchus Shita. Right. When Sumchus said Harehu b'tamuso, right, it's always going to be a short time. So meaning that it stays a short time until you can testify in front of the bailim. So Elim midelo me'ayikla. What does that mean? Does it mean it never becomes a muad? Well, that doesn't make sense, because how midikatani say for the second part of that Bryce has said chazal tamuso, right, that it goes back to becoming a tam, right? If the owners come back from the dinas ayam, for example, it goes back to being a tam mechal de'iyai. That implies that it had a moment where the shore was a shore muad. Elamai harayu b'tamuso. So what does it mean initially when Simcha says it stays as a tam, when let's say the bailam are gone? Harayu b'tamimuso, meaning it's in its complete, it's in its entirety, it's full. The lomachas rinanle, that we don't make it less. What's it called? We don't make it more. We don't lomachas, meaning mechas rinanle, in saying that we don't pay. Right, meaning migufo, meaning we don't pay from the actual body of the shore, i.e. it's not going to pay payments, right, for a short time, for when it damages, right, as a short time, because the short time is paid migufo. So Alma ain't, meaning what is he really saying, and this is what we're trying to say, is machlokes tanaim, Alma ain't ma'idin apotropos latam legavos migufo, i.e. because we're not going to set up an apotropos for this, owner that's checked out, And therefore, when it's a short time, it's not going to make any payments migufo, right? Once it becomes a short muad, fine, we're going to pay, right, min aliyah, but you're not going to pay any payments migufo. The chachamim say, no, ma'midim le'apotropin, apotropis, right? You do set up a representative, ma'midim le'hem b'fnei apotropis, and you testify, right, you do everything in front of the apotropis, as if the bailam are there, as if the owner is there. Alma, apparently, what do you see? Ma'idin le'apotropis le'tam le'gavos migufo. Right, and that's the machlokes tanaim that we're looking for, right? That whether you do set up an apotropos, whether you set up a representative, right? So you can kind of have this whole payment by the short time by an owner that's checked out. So v'seifa b'maykamif. What's the machlokes in the seifa, right? Whether you have a reset button when the owner comes back. Rishus mishana ikavinayu. Machlokes is, right? Does rishus, just the property, does the ownership of change, does that change the status of the shore? And i.e., when the owner, do we view it as, right, as if the owner came back or the owner got healthy, right? Is that, is if we're viewing an ownership change, right? Obviously, Simchas holds that there is Rishus Mishana, that Rishus does change its status. Rabbi Yossi is over Rishus and Mishana. Excuse me, and Rabbi Yossi holds that it doesn't. Okay. Tana Rabbanan will learn the Rabbisa. And this is going to carry us to the end of today and into tomorrow. So we'll just explain it. Let's just see it. Short chair shot of a katan shenagach, right? Again, for sure, of a chair shot of a katan that gores. Rabbi Yaakov mishalim chatzinezek. Rabbi Yaakov, literally, the Gemara says, pays chatzinezek. So the Gemara says hilariously, right? Rabbi Yaakov ma'avite, right? What does Rabbi Yaakov have to do with anything? Why does he pay chatzinezek, right? It's almost like a line from Airplane. If anybody, I'm dating myself, but even though that came out before my time, but like, Rabbi Yaakov pays Chatzin Nezek. What did Rabbi Yaakov do wrong? Well, why should he pay for all of the oxen of the Cherishot of Akatans in the world who gore and are Chayiv Chatzin Nezek? So obviously that's not what it means. Ella, right, but hilarious that the Gemara would even have that Havamina. But okay, Ella Ema, really what it means is Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Yaakov says that Mishalim Chatzin Nezek, that the Cherishot of Akatan is going to pay Chatzin Nezek. So the Gemara says, "But my askinen." Well, one second. What's the case, right? Ibitam, right? If it's a short time, so pshita, obviously, right? The kuli amon ami chatzin ezek with the mishalim, right? Obviously, everybody pays chatzin ezek, right? For sure. Gores, or short time gores. Ibe muad, and if it's a muad, right? Well, if it's a short muad, ida avdi leshmira klal. If it did any type of shmira, if it watched over the shore, kol lo boy leshlume, it doesn't have to pay at all. If you low of the leshmira, and if you didn't watch over the shore, kula nezik boy shlome, you should pay nezik shalim. Samar Rav, Rav says the olam b'muad. Really, it's the case is a shore muad. V'achum ma'askina, the case is the avdi shmira b'chusa. It did a minimal shmira, right, a basic shmira, v'lo avdi leshmira me'ula, and it didn't do an excellent, a better, a higher level shmira. For Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yaakov holds three different halachos, right? Holds like three different opinions that's going to combine to get us to a chatzin nezek payment. First of all, Rabbi Yaakov sabar like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Tzad Tamus b'mkoma omedes. The holds that the Tzad Tam stays in its place. What does that mean? So basically, the way that the nezek shalim payment works. Right, you could have said, there are two possibilities, right, how to understand how the Nezek Shalim payment works by Shor Muad. Right, you could say Shor Muad is Chayev, right, full damages, you pay Minah Aliyah, you pay, right, that's one single payment that you pay from your best property. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not how it works. Rabbi Yehuda says that by Shor Tam, not a Shor Muad, a Shor Tam, right, pays Chatzin Nezek, good, from Migufo, from the body of the shore. And he says when a shore becomes a Shor Muad, you then also pay Minah Aliyah the other half. Meaning, the tzad tamos bimkomo medes. We leave the side of the tamos, of the short tam, the payment of the short tam, i.e. chatzin nezek migufo, right, half damages from the actual body of the shore, that is universal. That happens whether it's a short tam or a shor muad. If it's a shor muad, we then add on the other half of the damages, and you pay that from the aliyah, from the extra, from, you know, your best property, right, above and beyond the body of the shore. he also, that's opinion number one. Opinion number two is that Rabbi Yaakov holds Rabbi Yehuda damar muad sagili b'shmir b'chusa, that you actually, ironically enough, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need to watch over a short time more than you need to watch over a short muad. He derives that based on psukim, that's from Josh's, from the psukim. But he says that you need to do a shmira p'chusa, a minimal shmira by a short muad, and a shmira ma'ula, a better shmira by a short time. So here in this case, you did a shmira p'chusa, and that was enough to watch over the shore muad, right? And therefore, the chora you shouldn't have to pay, right? But again, but still, therefore, you don't have to pay the muad payment, but you do still have to pay the tam payment, right? Because you didn't do a shmira meula, right? You didn't do the best possible shmira, so you still have, as we said before, that tzad tamas b'mkom omedes. You still have the original short time payment. And finally, the third thing he holds is that we hold like the Rabbanan Damre, Mamidin Apachopas Latam, the Gavos Megufo. And also, remember, what are we talking about? We're talking about a Cherishot of a Katan. Right? So our Mishnah said a Cherishot of a Katan who is a short time gores, you don't have to pay because you don't set up a representative. Here he holds, Rabbi Yaakov holds like the Rabbanan who says we do set up a representative, and therefore, right, you can collect Chatzi Tam, Chatzi Nezek, right? In the case of a short time, you can collect Chatzi Nezek Megufo the shore because you set up an Apachopas. That's how, right, Rava understands, right, Rabbi Yaakov Shita, why he would say that by a Cherishot of a Katan, shor, that gores, you would pay Chatzi Nezek. So the shor muad, and he holds all three, these three opinions. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, 1 second, v'lo pli, doesn't Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda argue? Right, we just listed three things. Rabbi Yaakov holds like Rabbi Yehuda in two of them. The first two is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and the third he holds like the Rabbanan. He doesn't he argue with Rabbi Yehuda in the first two opinions? The Vatanya will under Brisa, Shor Shel Cherishot V'Katan Shenagach. If a Shor Cherishot V'Katan that gores, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, right? Rabbi Yehuda says he's Chayev. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Chatzi Nezek with the Mishalim, right? That he's Chayev Chatzi Nezek. So we see that Rabbi Yaakov disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda by Cherishot V'Katan. He says that you pay Chatzi Nezek. Rabbi Yehuda holds your Chayev, i.e. Nezek Shalim. So Amar Rabba Bar Ula, no, that's not they're not arguing over there. Mashem Bechai Rabbi Yehuda Piresh Rabbi Yaakov. Right? What Rabbi Yaakov is simply explaining that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayev Chatzi Nezek. So because of those three things that we just explained, because of those three shitas. Okay, so that's no problem. But Abaye, who asked the question, must hold that they argue. Right, so Lubaye Damar Pligi, but my Pligi. Well, according to Abaye, right, who says that they do argue. Right, that Rabbi Yehuda says they're chayev, i.e., implying nezek shalem, and Rabbi Yaakov holds chatzi nezek. So what's the machlokas? Amar lecha, right? What is that case? Right, where they are, they're arguing, because it doesn't make sense. Because which case could it be? If it's a short time, right? So Rabbi Yehuda is not going to be mechayev nezek shalem by short time, and if it's a muad, right, Rabbi Yaakov wouldn't be maskim to chatzi nezek, right? Unless you had those three conditions. But if you tell me that he argues with Rabbi Yehuda, so you can't have all three of those conditions. So what's the case? The case would be, according to Abaye, Nachmai Eskinon, b'muad v'lo nitri klal. Not like our case where he did a shmira p'chusa, a minimal shmira. The case here would be where they argue is that you didn't do any shmira whatsoever. And Rabbi Yaakov suffered like Rabbi Yehuda b'chada, right? He holds Rabbi Yehuda in one of the cases, according to Abaye, u'pala galei b'chada, and he argues in the other case. What case is that? How do you split those two halachos that we quoted before? Savalak Rabbi Yehuda Bechada, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Rabbi Yehuda Savar Tzad Tamas from Komo Medes. He holds that, yeah, in Echonami, that the way you pay out a Shor Muad, right, is that you keep the payment for a short time, right, that stays there, then you pay Migufo, then you pay Minaliyah, right, you pay above and beyond. Right, that he agrees. Right, but Poligale Bechada, but he disagrees. The Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mamid the Lamba Petrapas Latam the Gavos Migufo, but he disagrees that Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you set up an upper chopas by a short time for a cheshod of a katan. For Rabbi Yaakov, however, in mamidin, right, that Rabbi Yaakov holds that you don't set up upper chopas for a cheshod of a katan by a short time, and therefore v'lo mishalim ela pago de muad. Therefore, if you have two payments, right, half of it is from a short time, because tamos bimkomo medes, and half of it is from a short muad, but by a short time you don't set up an apachopas for a cheshad of a katan, so you're not going to make that payment. What's left is the chatzi nezek payment, right, of a muad, right, and you're going to pay, right, min haliyah in that case, right, that you pay the half payment, right, of the muad is still there, therefore you'd be chayev chatzi nezek according to Rabbi Yaakov. Okay, this is going to continue, but we're going to do that tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, and we'll have to chazer what we just said, obviously, at the beginning of tomorrow's shir, but until then, we'll wish you a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this, and bizocha to hear, besoros tovos, and bizocha for a gula shleima v'mheru. Amen.